From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. He was an HSU graduate and went on to make TV history of sorts with his cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants. Steven Hillenburg has died at the age of 57. Hillenburg had announced last year that he was diagnosed with ALS, which is considered terminal and weakens the body's muscles, ultimately greatly limiting movement. He had graduated in 1984 from Humboldt State with a bachelor's degree in natural resources planning and interpretation. Just 3 months ago, he gave the school $135,000 to provide grant awards for research in marine biology, oceanography, and marine fisheries. There were many people living in a Eureka apartment complex that went up in flames last week. Now, some of those residents are saying they've not been allowed back in to get their belongings. Many have nowhere else to live. An official number of occupants at the building at Harrison, California Streets is 47, but others have been squatting there, according to the Redwood Times. Floyd Squires owns the building, but it's been under control of a property management group since he filed for bankruptcy last year. An attempted smash-and-grab burglary at a Eureka gas station early Monday happened on the 1600 block of Myrtle Avenue at about 3:30 a.m. Authorities say when they arrived on the scene, they found that the glass front door of the business had been smashed and an ATM machine inside had been pulled towards the door. According to the business owner, though, nothing appeared to have been stolen. The incident remains under investigation. There's no suspect in the incident at this time. Well, intermittent and full road closures will be happening starting Thursday at Albion River Bridge on State Route 1 in Mendocino County. They run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Weekdays, drivers should expect 20-minute delays. Full road closures are required due to helicopter flights over the work zone. Those copters helping to stage equipment for geotechnical studies for the span. The helicopter flights are weather-dependent, so the exact schedule of the flights is unknown at this time. A new campaign being launched called Get Ready Humboldt, College for a Great Career. It seeks to increase college attendance rates on the North Coast by inspiring local young people and helping families understand how they can help. The campaign features local business leaders talking about jobs and the value of a college degree, as well as current college students sharing their experiences. Core of the campaign is answering why college, then providing students and their families advice on getting started and finding resources. More information on the program at GetReadyHumboldt.com. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.